computer here, so I have no idea how the sound is.
Good sound. Salam.
Salam, everyone.
Salam, my dear. Salam, everyone. I am Andala, and welcome to the Mom Member Meeting. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to try to invite everybody into a super IM. Looks like we have just enough people that we can do that, so I'm going to go ahead and open up that session now. Salam, everyone. Do you want to do a...
Salam.
Good sound.
Salam, everyone.
Yeah. Good sound.
Salam, everyone.
Sound, Isaac.
Salam, all. Everyone sounds good.
Good sound for everyone. Well, salam, everyone. Like to open up the floor and see if there's anything that anybody would like to talk about. Do you have anything for us, Brett?
Is Kyusha here? Did she come in? Okay.
Also, is sponsored here too?
It's a new room. Where? Now you can hear and talk all at the same time. I don't know where I am, but I'm there somewhere. I guess I'm here.
It's so nice.
Good.
Non, on fait ça déjà.
Wow, we haven't seen him in a while. So this time now they're like, this is each of the people instead of along here. It's, you know.
It's a full room tonight.
Kyosha, there's a button on the right bottom corner. It says like voice activated. If you could push that arrow right next to it and put your room push to talk so we don't get feedback from you.
I'm not sure. Could you say that again, because I didn't think I had my mic on at all.
Okay. On this window, the IM window, on the right bottom corner, it says voice activated, and there's a little arrow pointing down right next to it. If you could click on that, and then click on push to talk, then you can talk whenever you push that button. whenever you want to say something, you can push that and say.
There you go. So is there any subjects that anybody would like to bring up at all?
We can even talk about the subject covered in newsletter or news brief, if you don't have any or if anybody has some.
Yeah, we can talk about that article about the system.
Sure.
About Iran and cooperation, if everyone wants.
The idea is you bring anything you want to talk here, an informal gathering here together, so we can know each other better. So, anything you want to talk about, put on the table. Otherwise, probably the moderator can moderate some topic.
Yeah, I think
it's pretty.
Go ahead, please.
I was just going to say, I think it's pretty incredible that Iran is in the news all the time. It's almost every day there's some more news about Iran.
Today I read they're about, 6 months away from having a nuclear bomb, and they're talking about protests in which people are, you know, crying for freedom and all that. It's incredible. You're right. They're in the news every single day. Maitreya, why do you believe in focus? Do you think it's because something came from there?
When I believe in focus, I couldn't get the question. What was the question? Go ahead.
Oh, I was saying maybe there's such a focus over in that area because of some of the prophecies from that area.
Well, actually, if you study our teaching, all the prophets have come from Persia. Actually, Abraham was Persian, and Zoroastrian were Persian. Something happened when Aryan race came from Europe and settled in India and mixed with the black people and created the Middle Eastern olive skin, sound like intellect met a spirit, and eventually intellect could explain the spirit in a way of a prophet or message to humanity. So it's interesting to recognize that both Abraham and therefore Isaac and Ishmael were from the same, you know, same father, and they had the relationship with that culture. So it's kind of, you can say, God chose all the prophets from that area, and so it's kind of I feel that people have to recognize this, and a spiritual message came from that area. Therefore, they combine their intellectual understanding and the spiritual messages of God, which now is culminated in this revelation, have come from, you know, that area. So that's why it's no coincidence that, you know, that area becoming more and more a point of focus, and the humanity eventually have to recognize what God's will is for everyone. And as that article explained, the system, actually I feel they might have actually used our system, because I sent the Persian version of our system to Khomeini when I was meeting Iran for a month after revolution. I had to go there, and actually I was there when they took over the embassy, American embassy there. But while I was there, I translated and gave it somebody to type it and publish it and send it to Khomeini. And after that, that was when the government eventually formed. So the similarity is very interesting to our system. But at the same time, they have a lot of flaws at it explained in that article. So that is why eventually East and the West have to recognize each other and their strength and the God's will for them, and the rest of humanity come together as a spirit and intellect. And intellect alone will put God out, spirituality would put this world out, and we are a balance between the two. We are explaining that both of them are necessary and are godly to a point. Therefore, a balance has been really given in this revelation from God. So, as you said, everybody who knows the teaching should teach this to everybody else, to talk about it, to spread it, to implement it. And so eventually, humanity recognizes there are only one human, there is one God. You know, and if separate themselves, it is their dogmas and misunderstanding and not realizing what God has been doing. I hope that answers the question.
Yes, it did. And it's really amazing. I mean, you know, certainly we've got to talk about it, to people about it. So, mm-hmm. You know, this revelation is understood or even viewed upon or looked at by people, because a lot of people don't know about it and they have no idea unless we talk to them about it. And it's amazing that when I talk to people, and I've talked to 4 people this week about the mission, there's some people that really are excited about this. They're like, wow, I really want to know about this website, and they're interested in it, and they say that they're going to go to the website and check it out. I don't know what they do once they get there. You know, I have follow-up conversations, but it's really amazing that there are people out there that believe that all the religions came from one God. They don't always all believe that their religion's the best one. There's a lot of people out there that believe that they are, you know, they're expecting that they all came from the same God.
Yeah, that's where the problem starts, doesn't it? When each person thinks they are right and they are not willing to compromise and ability to see the point of the view of other people and God's way, that is when the problem starts. And actually I was thinking this week that so far the only way for humanity or any group or nation to become prosperous was either to dominate other nations or enslave them so they can prosper through that process. But that process is no longer is valid, and a lot of people are resisting that aspect. So the only way, and we know that there are not enough resources on earth for everyone, and it's getting even more scarce, and that options in the past are becoming less, more and more limited. Therefore, the only way for humanity to prosper is to reach to the space and create more resources. It is infinite resources. That's the only way humanity can overcome the limited resources on Earth that is now. And of course, by understanding the cyclical movement in our teaching, they can adjust themselves. As now we see the one cycle is finishing and now the economy is in shambles and very bad shape, but they are not implementing the correct cure, which is missions given already to them. So it's a answer to all the question humanity has. It is amazing revelation, and it is our responsibility to spread it, come, join, become one, and create unity and repair among ourselves. Therefore, as one unit, beings and mind, cure this earth. It's amazing how much truth has come to humanity, and you're right, it's just dogmas and ego and separation and not wanting to compromise and realize that the people in other part of the earth also are humans. They have the same feelings and desires and wants, you know, but at the same time, culturally, they are been separated for thousands of years, but that separation is breaking down. You know, in internet, you can communicate with somebody in China in a couple of seconds. You can fly there maybe in half a day or a day. And if you reach their space, actually, you can go there in a couple of hours. So it's more and more, we're no longer separated from each other, and all the sons are there that we have no choice but live as one human. One human.
You know, it's funny, we have the ability to connect in a few seconds, mm-hmm. but we have all these fences in our backyards that separate us from our neighbors. I always find that to be funny.
I don't think humanity has a choice. But eventually recognize there is only one God, and all this religion have sent by them, by God, you know. And I think they're going to hurt themselves more and more. The more they resist it, the more they're going to resist God, and the more they put God out, the more their situation going to get worse. Simple as that. It's just very simple way of looking at it, and they have made it so complicated. It's not complicated. There's one God, one humanity. They should all come together and understand that they're one humans, and now they have the ability to even become one, more one, you know, because they can communicate in many levels very fast. But still, the ego and power trip. A lot of people are in a state of love of power, and that is really a big problem with humanity. They just love the being in a position of power and dominate people and create the situation that we are in. But eventually, they have realized they have no choice. There's only one God, and His way is the way.
I'm wondering, as we talk about this, because I'm interested in what other people are seeing in their workplaces, but just to describe what's going on in my workplace, they're shutting down a building. We lost a big customer, and it's interesting to watch the battles between three different unions and management. And none of them talk together. They don't discuss things. They don't solve the problems. You talk about ego trips, Maitreya. I'm thinking about one of the biggest problems. I heard talking to a couple of employees today who've been there for 30 years. They said the management never listens to them, that they always, feel the need to dominate them, but they never listen to the employees, and I've never believed in that. And It's because of that the employees have had this intense anger, and they don't listen to what management has to say. They don't have any respect for them. I've not had that problem from my position. Everybody, I've had really good working relationships with everybody, and it's amazing to see what happens when these egos battle. Does anybody else have experiences like that in their workplace that they've seen?
Sure. I moved to this new building, and There's now four of us here, and the owner of the building, like the person who built it, has many problems with the building and some legal things, and it's amazing to see how they fight with each other, with these the person and the build it and the persons that now occupy it. It's and most of the time it's like kids, as you said. It's not like trying to solve something, but who said what and who did what or who did not do anything. So it's amazing nobody listens. But the major problem is it looks to me more and more that God is put out. That's the I think the major problem. Nobody. I think people do not realize God is everything, and you can. They say like, God is not involved with this. God is something that is out there. It's not affecting their lives, and it's amazing to me how to say that you mean you don't know God, you have never thought about this life, purpose, universe, and of course everything else then suffers, and the processes and the way they live and think. I think that's a major problem. No communication, you don't know yourself. That's why the teachings is amazing. But it's so vast. It's I see every day, every person, every society only knows like just a little portion of the truth, and that's why the problems looks like.
Yeah, I find it amazing. And you know what, every time I read though, and I'm having to read it again, I realize there's a new understanding that I had that I didn't have the last time I read it. So it's amazing to go back through it and then realize, wow, I missed that. You know, you don't catch it all the first time around, the second time around, the third time around. Sometimes you got to read it more than once, many times in order to get the meanings.
Someone said that God's realization is like peeling the onion. The more you peel the onion and take a layer, there is more layer underneath. But in the essence and the simplest way, mission is very simple. Follow eternal divine path. Of course, it's easier said than done, and as you start following, it gets more complicated. And in general, humans usually don't get along very well. And we are trying to actually create a new man, a superman. Well, not the one with the blue clothes and everything, but a new man.
Yeah, that's too tight.
Yeah, it's idea is the people can get along, create a rapport with each other, ability to work with one another, solve the problems. Those are the 144,000 that we are looking for, and compared with 6 billion, which is actually increasing every day to a higher number. 144,000 is really a drop in a bucket. It's really small compared with the number of people on Earth. So we can see we really not looking for that many people. Right now we are looking actually for 12 people, but this realization you have seen in your works, it's a representation of how humans, most of humans, they're called sleepwalkers. They have no idea, you know. They are God. They have the essence of God in them. And therefore, when they say God has nothing to do with it, it is so far from God realization. What do you mean God has nothing to do with it? God is you. Your essence is God. Whatever you do is either godly or is not godly. If it is godly, then it prospers. If it is not, then it is your ego. It's very simple. Again, simplicity in the mission is amazing, how simple it is. Either you are a channel for God, and you represent God, and you do godly, or you don't. And when you say God has nothing to do with it, God has to do with everything you do. So that's not being aware of their own godliness and the essence, and believing God is sitting up there and have nothing to do with this external world. Although in one sense it's true, God is the highest level, is completely self-sufficient and self-content. But in another level, he is concerned and is with this universe. So human needs education. Human needs awakening of who they really are. And how every person's essence is God. If that is true, how I can kill another person or be dominating another person or be mean to another person when I know I am mean to myself, which is a part of God. So it is our responsibility to awaken them to these states of understanding. Of course, that means we need people, we need resources, we need education, we need outreach, we need teachers, leaders, so we can reach a point that, you know, other people start hearing these things from a viable organization that it's well established, and eventually humanity will have to start listening to us. So we have to awaken them to realize they are a part of God. Of course, this is turning to a sad song mostly, but if you, anybody else, has something else you want to bring up in a more lighter side, is fine too. But that is the mission of Maitreya. That is the truth that has come to humanity. Simple, complicated, peaceful, at the same time, the beginning of the change. As Christ said, the axe has been put to the root. The old is struggling, but it's too late for them, I'm sorry to say. It's time for them to recognize old is being done with. It's a new day, a new beginning.
You mean they can't spend their way out of this crisis?
Good luck. Apparently
they're trying really hard. They're printing more money.
Yeah. Apparently they can't. If $2 trillion doesn't make it, I don't know what would. I'm saying, you know, billion, yeah, trillion, yeah. Isn't that how much they spent? $2 trillion?
I think you're right. I think it's pretty close to 2 trillion. They keep adding, so it's kind of hard to keep track of what they're doing.
do you know how much money is that? Go ahead. If they have given that half of that to the mission, we would have changed the world by now.
I don't even think he needed half of it to do that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, a couple million might even do it.
Yeah. So it's just
Bill Gates times four. That's funny.
Yep. 1 billion is 1,000 million. And quadrillion is 1,000 billion. That's a lot of money. This is
actually Bill Gates times four.
Is what? What did you say, Noor?
It's actually.
Go ahead.
Bill Gates times 40, I was saying. Uh-huh. Not just 4, yeah.
Times 40, that's amazing.
Actually, I think it's even more than that. I think Bill Gates times 4,000 probably. $50 billion.
I think that's like...
You're 40, you're right. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
I think that's pretty close to... I'm sorry. I was going to say, I think that's pretty close to 25,000 for every man, woman, and child in the U.S., I think.
Mm.
Or 25,000, something like that. That's amazing.
And where is it coming from? You would think people would be pretty upset, and they would be asking, where is this coming from?
And where is it going to? I heard something about they were going to replace the White House lawn in the bill. And I'm wondering how that's going to improve the future of the economy. I'm just wondering.
Yep, your children are going to pay for that.
Yeah, the way the money is created, like even to start with, is depending on debt. Like they create money with debt, so.
I don't know if there's any common sense when it comes to these things. Oh, go ahead, please.
Well, I was just going to say, where I work, we service children and adults with disabilities, and because of some of the problems of the economics, people that need services out there, some of their services are having to be cut. And what's going to happen in the future when we owe this $2 trillion to, you know, people like this that need services and other people that are going to be coming in the future, you know, needing that kind of help.
You know, it's kind of interesting, though. What's happening is that it's forcing people to share and to come together. I know of several people that have combined their households, and grandparents are living with children or living with aunts and uncles. So it's kind of interesting how it's working.
I certainly think it's what you make of it, and certainly it's beautiful to see that. My next door neighbors, it's always been that way. They've always lived with the grandparents and three generations in the house. It's beautiful to see. I've always admired the way they work together as a group. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, all these things are definitely forcing people to change, to seek better ways. And But at the same time, it looks like when they don't go to the highest and see the truth, like when the mission is not, when they don't see the mission, like these situations could be used for bad purposes also. Like it's usually in these times, like dictators and those kind of regimes and understandings take over.
We can hear the azan behind you.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. Very pretty.
Yeah. They're just waking up.
That was cute. Well, the reason they don't have the answers because they don't know the teaching, the mission teaching. If they knew the teaching and Paraviprasa were saying what's happening to economy, they knew it. This phase is finished. It's done. It's gone. It's time for promoting the next, you know, phase.
It seems like it's coming back to the need for community, you know, right back to the teaching, you know, of community and people working together to get through this thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I think as more people lose their jobs because we see the unemployment figures going up, more houses are going to be lost. They're already talking about that. Foreclosures that they thought were going to go down because of the bills that were passed are actually increasing. And now it's not just people with adjustables, but fixed-rate mortgages. And you're starting to see that. Families combining and working together as a unit. They're not just working on their own, but they're working together, which is a really good thing that people are learning.
But Saraji was telling me for years that humanity is going to be forced to create communities. And she was right. We're seeing it right in front of our eyes. It's happening right now. People are forced to share. And that is the cure. And the more we become individualist, too much it's okay to be individualistic, but too much individualistic is not good. It's good to be community-oriented, and sometimes even too much community-oriented is not good when you lose your individuality and creativity. So it's a balance has to be made.
You know, even though it seems like we're very small in number at this point, probably in the years to come, we'll look back at the whole process and how it happened, and it'll be perfect. It'll just be, we'll see the perfection of how everything just was just right in step and everything worked and made people come to communities and they came to the mission and on and on.
And also, people have to.
I believe you're right.
People have to learn how to live in a community. A lot of people don't know how to live in a community, and that creates a lot of problem too. Go ahead, Mandalo.
I didn't want to interrupt. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Absolutely. People I just lost my thought. I apologize.
That's okay. Well, actually, when I was teaching, well, you have to come to the light and share. I find that some people come to the mission and say, okay, share with us. We don't have anything. You share with us. I say, oh, no, that's what I didn't mean. I mean, you become a productive member of the community. You share, and other people share, and then that works. No, later then I said, you should share. It means only mission shares. Nobody else shares. That's not community. Comes of Light have productive members who are responsible and productive and helpful and work hard, and then they create an environment that they can share with each other, so each doesn't have to be completely destroyed with the external world, but they have enough so they can meditate, they can contemplate, they can participate. That's Comets of Light. It's not a place for escapists. Go ahead.
Sorry. A kind of community that's like nothing else that's ever been promoted before. You can learn about a lot of intentional communities, and they're just, I mean, nothing like what a community of light is. And correct me if I'm wrong, Machidi, but the community of light can be very prosperous, but it doesn't have to be individual wealth, but the actual community. And so you don't have to eat yellow squash and zucchini every night.
Of course, she refers to the garden she's making here, and the garden is so productive that's what we are eating every day here now. We have to give it to the neighbors so we don't have too much of it. But that's true. That's another thing, you know, the community. If actually the best way to eat is locally have food and vegetables created, because when you are eating locally, the very ground creates antibiotics for the body, and it's much healthier than if you bring a food from another place which is created for that place, and when you eat it, it's not as useful for you. You know, why not create communities that they have their own dairy products, vegetables, eggs, and all the things that is created, you know, very nicely and organically. It's a big project. Missions teaching is absolutely, it's a new heaven and a new earth, and that's exactly what the prophecy said. It is going to be a new heaven and a new earth. It's not the old way that things are now. We are asking human to really turn around and see the natural ways of everything, and then create an environment that they can prosper, they can be healthy, they can be happy, they can be connected, they can be spiritually high, physically well-fed, intellectually stimulated and provided for, a whole man, not being in a slave with the greed of the few that have created an environment that eventually will destroy themselves too. They're not gonna escape the destruction either. No matter how much money they pile up, or how much power, or, you know, resources they, you know, hoard, it's not going to help them. It's even good for them. They're going to be much happier with our system.
I know they will. It's really beautiful. I just wish more people would see it. And but little at a time. It takes a little while. It's not, you don't have one conversation with somebody and they see it out right away. It takes a while, and many conversations, and then eventually they start to see little by little. And it's really beautiful when you get somebody that sees it and says, yeah, this is really great. This is the truth.
That is the crux of the matter, if they can see it. Yeah.
I will tell you that of everybody I've talked to, and it's up near a couple hundred now, mm-hmm. those that read Tho completely all the way through, both of them think it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Both of them. But that's several hundred people. Only two read it, and one skimmed through it, and that's the only people that have put effort out, and the ones that put the effort out are the ones that say this is really beautiful.
That's why we have to create an environment that people don't have any choice but to read it. It's just like, yeah, you know, it's just like everybody knows about Michael Jackson. He's dead. Everybody knows that. Why? Because you have no choice. That they just, no matter where you look at the last couple of weeks, that's where the news was. So if we create an environment that makes it very clear to humanity, this is your salvation, so more and more people will realize they have to read it. What is it that this news and blog and viral manifestation as video or audio or blogs or whatever telling them it is their salvation? What is this that these people are preaching, you know, to us? Then when they read it, maybe 144,000 of them really seized the vision. Then we are in our way. But God said this is the life of the thief of the night. And I am surrendered and submissive to that. But if I had the resources, God knows how I'm going to use it.
Well, even 12 will be a good start now.
Yeah, 12 would be fine. 12 dedicated, one pointed, well, get along together and work fine, and when they become one body in God, that would be great.
And probably then we could probably have an example for people not just to intellectually read and see, you know, think it, but experience and see it. I think that will be the breaking point probably.
At the same time, we work at the same time in all level spontaneously. Is that what the word is? Spontaneously? No. When you work in many levels at the same time?
Simultaneously.
That's it. Thank you. Spontaneously. Simultaneously at many levels. So those 12 is going to manifest, but also there are many people in many other levels that can help and are helping. And so it's just something that we have to completely expand our consciousness to have such a huge tent that anybody fits in. And of course, if we can create that body, of course, that become the head that facilitate the manifestation of the first hierarchy, which will reach to the community, create communities of light. And eventually, the hierarchy of the mission is going to be manifested from those communities of light. For the first time in history of man, there's going to be a system that is from people, by people, for the people.
No redrawing district borders, huh?
No redrawing the district borders, and no, those who vote the final vote.
Oh, the electric?
Electric, yeah. No electric.
Yeah.
But just pure comings of light. No bickering between the between different parties and all that. Go ahead, Saraji.
Oh, and I was just going to say perhaps this will be the first system ever that is not based on domination of one group of people on another, because the people who are in the mission will understand the law of karma, and they know they can't dominate, because if they dominate, they will be dominated.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the two things you said about cultures dominating and also enslaving other people, and this will be the first culture that will be developed without enslaving other people, because there's robots now, there's robot technology that can do all that kind of mundane work, so slavery never has to happen again.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. That'll be a great day when that happens, and the purest form of democracy. I still contemplated on it and think about it, and we think we live in a democracy now, but it's not a pure democracy at all. It is groups dominating and exchanging, you know. But that was an interesting thing you said, Sarah G, about one group dominating and then they get dominated the next time, and you know, it's the laws of karma. And I remember working on the video and thinking about that when it came to Abraham had a servant Hagar, and then later the Egyptians, or the Jewish Hebrew people, I'm sorry, are servants of the Egyptians, and it's like an entire class of people swapped roles. And I found that to be fascinating.
That's a good one, yeah. That's absolutely prove our point that whoever make others slaves will become a slave themselves.
And yeah, certainly from Maitreya. That just amazes me. And I think we see that throughout history over and over again. And one group enslaves another and then goes back the other way. And they don't realize that they should all learn to become one. And if they did, then all of this would go away. All the chaos, all the unions trying to dominate management, management's trying to dominate the people in the union. And it's not working.
Not working at all. Yeah.
No one's happy. That was the one thing, Maitreya, you said once about something about the mission didn't support unions, and I didn't understand that at the time. And I wish I had contemplated on it more before God granted me to get that experience. My first immediate environment, I had no idea. Boy, does it seal the mission in such a great way to see what happens. They call it union, and it's so they're so divisive amongst even themselves. It's amazing. They argue and fight and backbite with each other, and against the other union and against management, and it's amazing to watch it from the outside and to see how these different groups interact with each other. I think it's amazing, and certainly shows that this mission is certainly where the world's got to go. Mm. I mean, people are suffering so much within this, they have to see it at some point.
Yeah, well, how the union was formed is because the management and the people who had the resources, enslaved the workers and took advantage of them and overworked them and paid them very little, almost enslaved them, so they have to come together and fight the management back. So the union were formed to protect the workers, but the more union become powerful and more powerful, reach a point that they became unreasonable themselves, you know. The first, the management and the people who had the resources were unreasonable, and then the union became unreasonable. What made the GM go bankrupt? It mostly was union demand for better, you know, position for the workers to a point that they couldn't compete with the, you know, Toyota, which didn't have all those burden on their shoulder. So in our system, the paravipras don't let either party to, you know, dominate the other party, and they become fair for both sides, for the workers and the management. And if those who have the resources to become too domineering, they break that domination down and spread the wealth back to mass. Therefore, we don't need union in that system. And therefore, both sides know that there is another body that have more power than both of them. Of course, the question is electing the correct people in that body, not the wrong people. That's the most important part in our organization, is finding the correct people who, you know, occupy those positions. Otherwise, they become themselves, you know, ego trip and create problems. So you can see, in our system, we don't need union. And you see, one of the problems in United States now is not the management anymore, which they, in a part they are, as you said, they want to dominate the union, but union also becoming unreasonable and demand unreasonably. That makes sense. That's correct. You're there closer to them than I am.
Absolutely. It's both sides trying to dominate, okay. Both sides arguing with each other, fighting, mm-hmm. Battling every day. Mm-hmm. Every single day, they battle each day. And I see it. They're like, you can see the looks on the people's faces, and I don't care whether they're from the union and they're upset and angry, or it's from the management that you're frustrated and worn down, they're battle-weary. No side's happy. I don't see anybody that's happy with the situation. Nobody. And it's one of the worst ones I've ever seen. And watching it from the outside, it's great. And I won't have to deal with that anymore after two more weeks. I am...
That's good.
Thanks. Thanks, God. I got the position and I got the offer today, and I'll be moving out of that environment and into a job under the industrial engineering umbrella. So I'm very thankful to God today.
Great. Thanks, God, for sure.
I thanked them many times today.
Okay, I think. Any other topics, anybody? Go ahead.
I was just going to ask the same thing. Does anybody have any topics, anything they'd like to talk about? And it will be time for us to say our salams. Salam,
okay.
Everybody.
Salam, everyone.
Thanks, God. Salam.
Yeah, salam again.
Wednesday, I think.